Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral, and a word of welcome also to all our brothers and sisters who are following us through the television, the radio, or internet. We gather here as God's faithful people to listen to His inspired word. In today's gospel, Jesus reminds us that the Son of Man comes to serve and not to be served. May we ask the Lord to increase our virtues of humility as we serve one another, that we might see God in each other And as we prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. The word of the Lord.
As we place our trust in you.
Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and of his works to be trusted. The Lord loves and right, and his merciful love fills the earth. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Yes, the Lord's eyes are on those who fear him.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been similarly tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you, you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
James and John, they were the disciples of Jesus Christ, also the sons of Zebedee, whose father is also known as Thunder. Being perhaps a fisherman, he's used to scream and yell and have short fuse and quick to temper. And so James and John came to Jesus today and made a request to Jesus. And they asked Jesus that to make sure that in his glory that one will sit on his right and the other on his left. Any bosses, modern day bosses, would be very proud of James and John today because they were men who have foresight. They could see ahead, and they were men who always strive to become better, to be the best, to be on top in any company. But not so with Jesus. Instead of offering them to sit on his right or his left, he told them that it's not his to give. Now just think about that. That's a revelation Jesus said there. And somehow in our modern day, we still fall into that trap. Jesus tells us that to sit on his right or his left is not his to give, but prepared already from the foundation of the world by his heavenly Father, reserved for those who have been reserved. And yet sometimes in our culture nowadays, with over 40,000 other Christian denominations, they offer us all kinds of things. We hear of other denominations where they say that you only have to be baptized in their faith and you are in, straight to heaven. Doesn't matter what you do in life after that, you are in. And so many people would be gullible enough to believe that. There's a story of a group of Christian scientists. They tried to recruit the priest and his parish. So they came in, they had a meeting with the priest, and they promised him that if he would convert, they promised him he'd be able to handle scorpions and poisonous snakes, they can drink poison and not die, and even if somebody died, they can raise them from the dead. And so the priest kind of looked at them snickering and said, well, you took things too literally. And back and forth, they quote the scriptures. And finally, the priest tried to settle all this. He held in his hand a pill. And he said, gentlemen, I have in my hand here a poison pill. If one of you be willing to take it and died, and the rest of you will raise him up, not only I will convert, but I will convince my whole church to convert. So this put the missionaries in a bind. So they huddled together. After a few minutes, they came out and said, well, Father, we have a solution. We decided that you should take the poison pill. And if you died, we will raise you up. It's interesting how we can be gullible enough to believe that others can guarantee us salvation, where Jesus himself said that it's not even his to give. And sometimes we deceive ourselves too in thinking if we say we can go to heaven, we will get to heaven. And so many Catholics fall into that trap. We baptize our babies. The moment we give birth to a child, we just so excited. We baptize our babies. Even their parents don't, grandparents will. And they will convince the parents to baptize, otherwise they're not in the will. So they will baptize the baby. But that's the only time the baby was in the church. Won't see that child again until he or she grows older, died, and came to the church. I remember seeing a funeral somewhere in the church, in the back of the church, that has the plaque. A plaque that said that, while I'm young and able, I must take time to come to the church and visit. Lest when I grow old and unable and died, they should put me in, and the Lord should ask me, who is it? We cannot assign ourselves if we say we go to heaven, and we will. As Jesus reminded us today in the gospel, where he told the disciples, can you drink of the cup of suffering I'm about to drink? Will you be willing to be baptized with the baptism I'm about to be baptized? And without thinking, James and John say yes. You see, they wanted the crown, but they did not want the cross. They wanted fulfillment, but without commitment. Yet Jesus, trying to draw them in, he did not reject them. He said, come on in, I'll give you the crown. If only you take the cross with it, I will fulfill your request. Only if you commit to me. And so in order to go to heaven, baptism indeed is very important. That's the first steps. But the rest, we have to work the rest of our lives. Loving God and our neighbor. Attending Mass is Sunday. Have a personal life in our prayers with God. I often tease people that if we find it's difficult to attend Mass 1 hour a week here on earth, then when we died, we should not want to go to heaven, because that's where God is all the time. If we cannot spend an hour with Him here on earth right now when we're alive, what makes us think we can spend eternity with God, whom we did not like while we're alive? Spend the time with God. Know Him in the Eucharist. Spend the time on our daily lives to pray, to converse with Him, to establish a relationship with Him. That way, when we do die, we continue that relationship into eternal life. I just came back from a trip from Vietnam about 10 days ago. And I tried to go once every 2 years, not really a vacation, but more like a missionary trip, where I support a group of sisters there. They live the spirituality of Mother Teresa. She went there 6 times, and she implement the rule there, and then she formed the community. Although they could not take her name or wear her habits, but they live that spirituality. And so they also work in the same kind of work that she did. So when I go there, I support these nuns to perhaps say Mass for them every day, hear confessions, and they want Mass at 4:30 in the morning. And I would tease them, I said, sisters, even God is not up at 4:30. So we kind of negotiate, and we agree that Mass should be at 5. I said, that's fine, I wake up at 4:30 and be there by 5. And so they do the work. For example, the elderly. You have parents here, you work, and then we have a safety net. Even when you get older, you can't stay at home anymore, you can go to a nursing home, and you'll be taken care of. Not so in other countries. When you are older and your children are unable to, or perhaps they died, and you're only one left, they'll be wandering the streets, and they die on the streets. And so these nuns will go out and will take them home and bathe them and nurse them back to health. And some live another 20 or 30 years. And most all, if not all of them, before they died, they'll be baptized Catholics willingly. They want to. Because there they would pray with the sisters, they eat with the sisters, and they do all these things. So they fell in love with our Lord. But as remember, as a communism country, it's mostly Buddhism. So most of them were non-Catholics. These nuns also will go out at night to find all these pregnant teenagers who run away. In my culture, if you're not married and pregnant, the family would just reject you outright. And so most of these young people would go and find a high bridge like we have here and jump off and commit suicide, kill themselves and the babies. So these nuns would go out and find them and would talk to them and try to convince them to carry babies to full terms and give birth to the babies, and then they would reconcile them with the families, see if we'll take them back. And if they do, they send them home. If they don't, then the young ladies can take the babies with them if they want to, but most of the time they leave them behind. So they have about 300 kids, orphans, in the orphanage. And so far up today, they told me they have saved over 3,000 babies from being aborted or killed along with the mothers. So these nuns, they do great jobs. And I remember one day when I walked by, there's a convent and then there's a parish. When they first got there about 15 years ago, there were about only 800 people in the church. No priest, because it's so small, they said. 800 people is too small. Then they're going to shut down the cathedral. Because they only have 800, so no priest. The priest just come by on Sunday and say Mass. But 15 years later, now they have 12,000 people attending Mass every Sunday, and 3,000 of them children were attending religious education. 3,000. And so I went out there and I talked to the parish priest who was trying to renovate the church to make it bigger. So I asked him, so Father, we're 12,000 people, so how many Masses? He said, 8. I said, 8? Oh my God, it's like you have 1,500 people at least at each Mass. He said, yeah. I said, so I asked him, I said, so Father, tell me, what does it feel like to say Mass in a packed church? Because I don't know what it's like. And he said, well, let me tell you, it's awesome. It's very inspiring, but at the same time, it's very tiring. because we have at least 15 to 20 extramarital ministers to hand out communions. Otherwise, it would take 30 minutes to hand out communions. And I looked at him and said, Father, you know what? That's a good problem to have. And I visited a seminary where the diocese has 300 seminarians. Right now in our diocese, we have 13. They have 300 seminarians. And on average, every year, the bishop would ordain 30 new priests. Here, we haven't ordained anybody the last 3 years. And so we're going to ordain 30 priests. It'll take about 90 years to ordain 30 priests. Now imagine this is from a country that are only 8% Catholics out of 100 million people population. So 8 million people. But on any given Sunday, 8 million people would be attending Mass. Comparing to our country, in this cathedral, we have, 25% at least Catholics in population in the country with 300 million. At the cathedral, we boasted 1,400 families. If we all go to Mass, we have at least 2,500 people. So with the five Masses we have, each Mass we should have 500 people. But as it is, yesterday Mass we have 91. This morning at the 7:30 we have 100. That's a miracle. Usually it's about 70. At this Mass I counted, we're barely scraping 180. It's a big Mass. And the rest, two more Masses, we add it all up on any given Sunday between 650 to 700 people. That's it. Five Masses, we can say one and get it over with in one Mass. But as it is, we have five. And so, when we, as in general, don't have appreciation for the gift, usually the givers stop giving. The reason we don't have a lot of priests ordained is because there's not a need. People don't come to Mass, so God doesn't give priests to celebrate Mass. Whereas in other country, because the people were yearning and hungering for the body and blood of Christ, so God provides priests to do that. Can you drink of the cup of suffering or baptize in the baptism that I'm going to be baptized? We have said yes, like James and John. Through our baptism, we're asking the Lord to help us to sit us one at the right or at his left when we enter into his kingdom. And Jesus reminds us, like he did with James and John, we too will have to accept not just the crown, but also the cross. Not to ask for fulfillment only, but also for commitment. God asks all of us to be faithful in the practicing of our faith. We ask the Lord to help us to imitate St. James and St. John. Without knowing, without thinking, they say yes. And they did indeed drink the cup of suffering. They died. James died a martyr's death. John, although did not die through the shedding of blood, but he lived to see all the sufferings of others. So he died a martyr's death spiritually as well. We ask the Lord to help us to be mindful of the challenge we have to go through, that we might accept them as the cross in life, we might share eternal life with him. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us humbly bring our petitions before God, confident that we can approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help.
For the Church, that we may continue to reach out to feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, and visit those who are ill or in prison, seeing the face of Christ in our neighbor, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For missionaries all over the world, that their actions may show the teachings of Jesus and make the lives of the people they serve better, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from terminal illnesses, their families and their caregivers, that they may see the light in the fullness of days, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us here today, that we find the grace to serve rather than being served, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joe Cueva, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, Beatrice F. Castillo, Mary Alice Meir, Hannah Love Quendling, Elizabeth Althammer, and Romana Noyola, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of all hopefulness, we look to you as we express our needs and petitions. Look with favor upon your people and grant our request. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being, and while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother Bishops Renee and Edmund, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with you.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.